We're back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood and Mark Davis right here at the Greensboro Coliseum. We're sitting at midcourt. There's a lot of anticipation going into the next
getting ready. Your Clemson Tigers are leaving the floor. I think Florida State is coming on next. Virginia will have their practice at 8 o'clock. And as you said, Frank, Mark Davis, sports director at WCAV.
Yes, that's right.
WCAV 19 in Charlottesville. And he's also, similar to who's talking, a media partner of thesaber.com. And, Mark, we thank you for taking a minute to join us here.
Hey,
courtside.
Guys, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the invitation.
All right, Mark, let's get down to brass tacks here.
Wait for that.
That
right?
Was nice. What do you make of this year's team, and what are your expectations of the Cavaliers this year going into the tournament?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, guys. It's been kind of a tale of two teams, especially in the ACC season. I mean, we saw them struggle to start out through December and January, but February and March has been a whole different month. Winners of four of five coming into this one. And, you know, if you would have said that at the end of January, I think people kind of would have shaken their heads and laughed at you. But, you know, they've really been able to come together and, you know, get it done. I mean, I expect they'll win tomorrow. I think they'll beat Miami. And then, you know, North Carolina, they came very, very close to beating, we remember, back in January. But I do think Carolina's a totally different team now than they were then. So that would be a good matchup. But right now, I'm sure we don't want to look ahead. And, you know, should be a good test against Miami tomorrow, who beat them 70-68 earlier in the season. And Virginia hit only 9 of 22 free throws. Several chances for them to win that game. So they'll hope to complete that tomorrow.
It's interesting. If they do get by Miami tomorrow and play North Carolina, Dan Bonner, who was with us moments ago, he made reference to Carolina, and the one limitation they may have on that team is perimeter shooting. So it'd be interesting because Coach Bennett has showed a little 2-3 zone right here in some recent games against Carolina. A zone might be a very, very good strategy against the Tar Heels to get some help against those big guys down low.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about perimeter shooting, Jim, and a lot of that has been Virginia's you know, best friend or worst enemy throughout this season. When they shoot hot, I mean, they're nearly unbeatable. But when they shoot cold, it seems like that's been their hang-up. When they can't get those shots to fall, and they're shooting under 30%. I mean, it seems obvious, but then it seems the defense kind of struggles along with that. And then, you know, that's where they run into problems. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see which team shows up here for this tournament. And I think after, based on the last five games, you can expect the latter, the good side.
Well, I think they have more perimeter shooters, particularly with Zaglinski playing a lot of minutes. He, Harris, and Mustafa.
And Will Sherrill.
Yeah. So you really have four guys out on the floor that have the opportunity to make threes. So you're not dependent on one, maybe two guys. You can have more options.
All right, let's talk about Mustafa Farrakhan. He scored more points this year than he did in his first three seasons at UVA. You can't say that about very many players.
Right.
He got some votes and made the honorable mention team. I thought he was deserving possibly of being All-ACC third team, just in terms of his overall value to the Virginia team. Let's talk about Mustafa and Will, the seniors.
Yeah, I mean, Will's come a long way. I think the thing with Mustafa is, you know, he's just been more consistent this year than he ever has. He's been able to get those solid minutes. And, you know, he's a senior and an experienced guard on a team that came into the season with six freshmen. So right there you're looking at a guy who, you know, they need to lean on right there. And, you know, he just kind of picked it up. We saw him have that 31-point game against Howard back in January, and, you know, it kind of early on there, the Cavs were doing as Mustafa Farrakhan did, you know, well or poor. So, you know, he's definitely a big part of this team and has come a long way.
You know, the one thing I think Coach Bennett has helped him with is patience and shot selection.
Oh, sure.
You know, a lot of making shots is taking the right shots, mm-hmm. and I think he's done a much better job of that this year than he had in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you guys were talking about Will Sherrill, too, and, you know, just the way he's come from being a walk-on to getting a scholarship and now, you know, seeing some significant minutes after, you know, breaking his leg or fracturing his leg, rather, at Minnesota, coming back, completing that comeback trail. 37 minutes against NC State on senior night and, you know, 14 points. So, you know, good stuff.
He deserves some sort of warrior award.
Absolutely.
For playing the whole season with these broken legs.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, before we let you get out of here, same question we ask Dan Bonner. Who cuts down the nets on Sunday?
You know what? I'm like Duke, I think, has got to be, you know, the team I got to go with. I like the Blue Devils, and I think they have, you know, Coach K has them come together at the right time. I'll be rooting for Virginia, though.
Yeah, it would be lovely. I'd be happy. You know, Virginia has not been to Saturday since 1995.
Let's get it done.
Well,
all right.
We got to beat Carolina, but hopefully we can get that done.
All right, we got to go out here. We're here at the Greensboro Coliseum. We're going to be back tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Don't miss the show. We plan to have Jason Williford sitting with us, giving us the Virginia perspective from the team.
Well, regardless, we'll break down the Virginia game and give you a preview of tomorrow night's session. We'll see you or talk to you tomorrow night, 6 o'clock from the Coliseum.
Go Hoos!